Welcome to the PDPW podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
All those who are taking the time to listen to this podcast, we certainly enjoy your hospitality, opening yourselves up to a few ideas here. My name's Tom Thibodeau, Distinguished Professor of Servant Leadership at Viterbo University, and this morning I'd like to talk about play, fair play, and sports. I've been thinking about it a great deal since we watched two wonderful tournaments, the women's and the men's, the Final Four. We saw young people rise up with valor and courage. We saw people with discipline and self-knowledge, a deep sense of temperance and humility, humble in victory and yet at the same time humble in defeat. Caitlin Clark has become a household name, and she's a 22-year-old woman from West Des Moines, Iowa. Many of the players on her team came from rural Iowa, where they learned how to play, how to compete, how to train their bodies for athletic prowess, if you will, in competition. Then we watched in terms of the men's game, and there it was, historically, not very easy for our team to repeat as national championships, but there the Connecticut Huskies, 2 years in a row, and their coach, Danny Hurley, said, this isn't about basketball. This is about building character in young men, helping to develop the self-discipline and the strength that they're going to need for the rest of their lives. Basketball is just a way in which we do that. And then we watched the Masters tournament, played by people who respect not only their competitors, but respect the place that hosts them, respect the patrons who come out to watch them, and all those people who support them with their levels in terms of generosity. How important it is to look in terms of sports. The author, Michael Novak, says that sports have become a chief civilizing agent in the society. Think about how many times people gather along the sidelines and complete communities get together and cheer on younger people or professional athletes who oftentimes are younger people. I can remember when our daughters were playing in their high school years. It was exciting to kind of gather and all that youthful enthusiasm and energy. Isn't that what draws us? When we find so much that can be dreary or kind of pulling us down because of people's levels of division, isn't it wonderful when people come out and watch young people give us their best on the field, on the track, or even, let's say, in the theater where people put on plays, where there's a sense of leisure and joy and at the same time a great level of depth and understanding that comes from leisure activities. Right now I'm working with a colleague on a servant leadership certificate for coaches. Think about how many young people start off in youth baseball or basketball or soccer programs, and they're socialized by meeting new friends, learning new skills, all guided by volunteer adults. And yet how often do we take the time to support those adults, to train those adults, to give them the level of formation that they need to continue to work with young people in very effective and compassionate ways. It's just been extraordinary because oftentimes coaches have no one to talk to about their games. They go home and maybe their families aren't all that interested because of the time that they spent away, but they have a passion for sport that they want to hand on to the next generation. They have a passion to help young people come alive and participate. Had a chance to listen to one coach talk about how last year he had a family, an immigrant family, and their son came and played baseball. When he first began the season, he only knew Spanish. By the middle of the season, his English was improving, and he went to a Major League Baseball game. The coach paid his way and took him to a Major League Baseball game, his first time in a Major League park. That would have never been possible for him, a young man who's parents worked on a dairy farm at night, going to school during the day, and ends up in terms of watching Major League Baseball. It changed the young man's life. It gave him an understanding of who he might become. In Wisconsin right now, we all watch with bated breath in terms of development of Giannis Antetokounmpo, a young man from Ethiopia who ends up moving to Greece with his parents. on the streets of Athens. He sold sunglasses. His brothers and himself would got into a basketball league, but they only had one pair of shoes. And so when one guy came off the court, he had to take his shoes off and give them to his brother, who would then go in and play. Right now, Giannis, one of the finest players in the NBA, after each game, he gives away his shoes to some worthy child, very much concerned about others so that they, too, have the opportunity that he's been given to through sport. And we begin to see this over and over and over again. The word ludicrous comes from the Latin word lude, which means to play. It's a game. How important it is to reintroduce play into our adult lives. How many times do people talk about, do you want to play some cards? Do you want to play a round of golf? Think about how important it is for people to get together and go and watch their local team or participate in a bowling tournament. The understanding of play that re-energizes us, revitalizes us, gives us opportunities. This last weekend, I had an opportunity to go to Chicago, where our granddaughters are down there, and the opportunity for a birthday party. And what did we do all afternoon? We played. No handheld games, no watching TV. We played croquet. We kicked around the soccer ball. We played tag. We played a couple of games in terms of where you throw beanbags into a hole. And all of a sudden there was play and there was laughter and there was joy. And there were children doing handsprings and handstands. And all the adults were watching, remembering when we were that young, when we could bend with that same level of flexibility and joy. Sport has a very important place in all of our lives. Competitions, instead of wars, isn't it wonderful when the world comes together for the World Cup or the World Series, or the National Basketball Association playing for world championships. Later this year, we'll see the Olympics, where nations from all over the world were selling their best young people to compete, not to destroy, to bring out the best in each other, not to hope for someone else's demise. Competition comes from two Latin words, cum pedere, which means to seek together. Competition, to seek excellence. And this is interesting. When you have a good competitor, they make you better. How important and significant this is in all of our lives. To rediscover play, to rediscover the importance of athletics in our lives, a combination and integration of body and spirit, to be able to move and to think, to reflect and meditate, and yet to do that not only as an individual, but as a member of a team. Oh, sports, what a great metaphor from so much of our lives. There's those times when we are active participants. There's those times when we are spectators. There's those times when we let others go first. There's those times we take joy in the success of our competitors. Isn't it amazing? All of us are going to have losses in our lives. Have we learned the humility of the Iowa women's basketball team to lose, but to treat it with dignity and grace? As a sense, we could have done better, but we really applaud our opponents. Sports inspire us in so many ways. Three blocks from the Viterbo University campus, there's a park. It's been renamed the George Pogue Park. Now, I would imagine that 99% of the people that I have just mentioned his name to have no idea who George Polk is. An African-American who was born and raised in La Crosse, moved to Milwaukee, where he was taken in at the Milwaukee Athletic Club and given the opportunity to compete. George Polk, one of our first African-American participants in the Olympics. George, who couldn't eat with the rest of the team. George, who had to ride at the back of the bus to athletic contests. George, who oftentimes had to practice by himself and alone because there were not integrated spaces for athletes. George Pogue's Park. And George is a testimony to courage and valor, to integrity and persistence. George Pogue Park, where children now play. children of every race and background learning the rules of the game, learning how to compete, learning how to be members of a team, learning how good it is to spend your leisure time engaging with others rather than in a virtual world. Oh, sport, as we think about it today. Games that were created for children, now played by adults. And how important it is to rediscover the importance of play and joy and teamwork, camaraderie, and competition. Well, those are my thoughts today. Thanks for being such a good sport and paying attention and listening to the things that an older athlete has to say.
Our thanks to Tom Thibodeau for today's message. Tom, a distinguished professor of servant leadership at Viterbo University. And for archived podcasts and more on-demand programs, and for more on the professional development for today's dairy producer, head to PDPW's free website at pdpw.org. Until next time, have a safe and productive week.